Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Monday, April 10th. The grains closed mixed with May corn up 10.5 cents at 654, May wheat up 3 cents, 678.5, and May beans down 5.25 cents at 1487.25. Meal looks to be down 360, 450.70, and the oil down 5 ticks, 54.48. Cattle making new contract highs. August and sub feeder cattle also making new contract highs. Grains were a little bit mixed here today. It looks like funds were buying some wheat and corn and selling some beans against it. Funds after today, I've got them short 24,000 contracts of corn, wheat short 98, beans long 110,000 contracts, meal long 97,000 contracts, and oil down 22,000 contracts. So we saw some good fund buying in the corn. It may have cut that position in half from Friday, so maybe we could be down another 10,000, maybe 15,000 short corn after today. But overall, it just looked like a day where funds were trying to, you know, take some risk off the table out here. The export inspections were weak on the corn, 805 versus 1.1 million metric tons a week ago. The beans were okay at 670 against 504 last week. The wheat wasn't too bad, 336 versus 168 a week ago. Again, from this morning, you know, we're looking forward to seeing a big planting week this week with much better weather out here. Warmer temps, dry weather. I think part of the problem with the beans here today, it looks like China may be trying to put up a blockade around Taiwan to slow grain shipments. Taiwan's a pretty good trading partner. And that would certainly have an impact on the bean market if there's any issues out there. And if China makes a political move, maybe the U.S. has to make a political move to counteract that. I think their blockade is part and parcel to McCarthy's visit with the Taiwanese president last week, and the Chinese are doing minor steps, in my opinion, to express their displeasure with that visit, similar to what they did when Nancy Pelosi met with the Taiwanese delegation. So I don't think it's much more than that, but it's something to keep our eye on out here. We've got Kansas City wheat strong up 12 cents. We know about the drought in Kansas. Ain't getting any better, and certainly going to be a shortage of hard red wheat out there with Kansas City now trading over Minneapolis. I don't know that I've ever seen that. So very strong prices there. But overall, you know, there's enough wheat around the world, and, you know, the Russian wheat is awful cheap. So, you know, that's what we're seeing out here. The Russians are still squawking about the grain agreement, but they're looking to sell rallies. So, you know, tomorrow is going to be about the report at 11 o'clock, and then the weather will kind of take control of this. If we have good weather, expect big corn acres. If things slow down or get delayed, we'll shift some of that to the beans. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.